Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Liebowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's quite a nice fall day here in New York City. I want to just a quick thank you to all the people who came out to our little event we had here Wednesday evening with our guest today on the show, Sandra Saradesi, who I will introduce to you in just a moment. But of course, we're going to start off as we do every Friday now with our practical spirituality quotes from Selina Maitreya. Selina, how are you this week?
I'm very well, Sam. And how are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
What pearls of wisdom, what sage advice, what sparkles from source do you bring to us today?
I like that, sparkles from source.
Yeah.
I wanted to share a story that the teacher Gangaji told in a satsang that I attended in Massachusetts years ago. And it's actually a story, Sam, from her teacher Papaji.
Ah.
And the story goes like this. Papaji, who was a very wonderful teacher in India, who passed on now, had a student who came to him one day. And this student was a very, very devoted student who had been practicing for years and working with Papaji. And the student showed up visibly distressed. And the student said to Papaji, "Papa, Papa, Papa, I don't know what to do. I need your help. I have been meditating for years. I have been a very devoted student. And now I cannot meditate because I live above a machine shop." We all know in India, machine shops often, people work very hard, and this particular machine shop went 24 hours a day, and the noise was very loud. And the man said to Papa, "You know, I don't know what to do. I'm beside myself. I've tried earplugs. I've tried soundproofing as best I can, but nothing works. The noise keeps coming through. The sound comes through. The vibration comes through, and I cannot meditate. But what am I to do?" So, Sam, what do you think Papa G told us?
To just go and meditate. It doesn't matter if it's noisy around you.
Well, exactly what he said is you must move. Just move.
Okay.
And the student was horrified. "What do you mean, Papa? How can I move? I can't just uproot my whole family. Move." And Papa G just looked at him and said, "You just move."
Just move, huh?
Just move. So what do you think, Sam, the teaching is here?
I guess not to be so stuck or so fixed on where we are.
Yep, that's a big part of it. And also the concept that this machine shop represents the external world. And in the external world, there's always going to be chaos.
Yeah.
And the chaos is going to exist. And our work is not to let the external world shift us. That if we're truly committed to our practice, it's another question. How truly committed are you to your practice? That, you know, it was simple to Papaji. The practice is what's important, so you must make the changes in your world sometimes the changes we make, Sam, mm-hmm. are how we be in the world. Mm. Sometimes it's physical, like moving.
Right.
Man had tried all the changes within himself, but he had to make a deeper commitment, which really looked, this time the deeper commitment was an external shift, was an external move, because his spiritual practice was so important. So there's lots of lessons. There's look internally, look in the local world. Look in the local world, which is us, versus the universe. Look in the local world to make the shifts, see what has to be made. Sometimes they're internal, sometimes they're external. And I think the other lesson is to look and see, how committed are you? Most of us are, you know, say we're committed and we are on certain levels, but usually we're committed Often we might be committed where it's convenient for us.
Right.
But when it's not convenient, we then ask ourselves, how committed are we? What are we willing to do to really make our spirituality our daily life? Whether it shows up in meditation, whether it shows up as it does in the world of practical spirituality, where we choose to respond to emotional shifts, to challenges from one of the many faces of love.
Yeah.
So how committed are we?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful story. It kind of reminds me a little bit when the former owner of the station, Giorgio, who's now a Theravadan Buddhist monk, had come back one time, and we did a meditation class, and there was, you know, fire trucks outside, noise going on, and he said, just come back to your breath, just come back to your practice, because you can't expect the world to stop. He says, even in the monastery in Australia where he now resides, he says, it's not like it's ever quiet there. There are people moving around. There are things happening, people cleaning stuff. There's always stuff happening. So, you know, you can't expect the world to mm-hmm. stop just because you're meditating, mm-hmm. even if you're in a monastery. And that, to me, was a real big lesson, because we tend to think of these, you know, Buddhist monasteries as these quiet, holy places. There's no noise. Mm-hmm. But there's constant noise and there's constant mm-hmm. hustle and bustle around. And like you say, I mean, if you're really committed to your practice, you have to learn how to focus and concentrate even in the midst of chaos.
And yes, and exactly. And also, it's not just about meditation. It's about the fact that the practice is our life. It's our daily world, and the chaos is always going to be there.
Right.
So the chaos is going to be there. We can't, you know, say, well, this is such a big emotional shift, or this feels like such a slight that this person said, I'm not going to respond from love, because how can I? It's too big a slight, you know?
Yeah.
So we have this opportunity to look at this and say, wow, you know, how committed am I? And even when the chaos is big, we still have the choice, as your Buddhist monk friend was telling you, whether it was the noise outside the monastery or the chaos in our lives, we still have the choice to choose to go to the practice that we're utilizing regardless. And that's the work. That's where the work lies.
Yes.
It doesn't lie in the calm, peaceful place. And
right.
we are, you know, your friend is very fortunate to be able to, you know, have made this choice to come out of the daily world. The rest of us are being asked to be monks without monasteries.
Right,
and
exactly.
take this work into our daily life where it's not easy. Not saying his life is easy, but where we have more noise, if you will.
Right, exactly. It's how do you...
Noise
how do you,
becomes the practice.
Right.
Noise becomes the practice.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. It's bringing the monastery with you into the big cities.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Selena.
Such a pleasure
having you contribute every week to our show. And of course, everybody, I want to remind you that Selena has very graciously offered to do one of her Evening of Graces here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center next Wednesday, October 1st, starting at 6:45 p.m. So we hope you guys will all come out. You can find out more about it on our website, on doublediamondwellness.com, on talkingalternative.com. Just look for the events. So we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
I'm excited about that. It's going to be a fabulous time. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's quite welcome, quite welcome. Okay, thank you so much, Selena. We'll talk to you in a few days.
Pleasure. Look forward to it.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope everybody out there is appreciating our little practical spirituality tips and stories each week. It's been wonderful having Selena sort of come on and help us kick off the show each week. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome back to the show Sandra Saradesi, who is a gifted healer, intuitive, and seer. She is a grandmaster of the angelic healing modality of Belvaspara, a spiritual coach, and an international teacher of the yoga of illumination, sacred breath of Arasatma, and a fragrance alchemy practitioner. Sandra is also the host of her own blog talk radio shows, A Life of Miracles, and the Spanish language radio show, Opening the Doors of Heaven. And we welcome her back this time to talk about the Yoga of Illumination series from Almin, her teacher, which includes the Yoga of Abundance, the Yoga to Clear Past Incarnations, and the Yoga of Eternal Youth, and the Yoga of Enlightenment. Welcome back, Sandra.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's wonderful to be here back in New York. I truly feel at home, and also your generous welcome always in your radio show. I'm delighted to contribute to your wonderful program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're not going to deal with the basic stuff, because actually after the show, we're going to replay the first interview I had with you. So any of you who missed that, after this show, you can keep listening to my first interview with her to get kind of all the background. But let's just touch upon things a little bit. So you discovered several years ago this teacher who goes by the name of Almin.
Yes.
And you very, very quickly dove into the work, and it really became a big part of your life. And so just maybe briefly before we go to break, you can maybe talk a little bit about how, you know, your life has changed and why this work really resonates with you on such a deep level.
Thank you, Sam. I'll do my very best to recap. I can speak to you about how Almin's truth was quickly becoming my own truth. So as I attended her retreats, started in 2002 when I first met her, and then there was a gap in 2006. I saw her again, and my first retreat was in 2007. It was almost as if everything she was saying, it was something that it was dormant in me, and it was just awakening. Her truth and my truth were one, and I didn't need anybody to affirm. I just knew, because I had a truth within me that I have never shared with anybody. I didn't even think I had them into words until I heard her. And it was beyond comforting. I had a period in which I would be crying and releasing so much so many emotions because things that I had put aside that I thought they didn't fit in my life, and quickly I learned to know that was to be my life. And through my own experience, I immediately took upon me to live these teachings, which are the angelic healing modality of Belvaspata, that means healing of the heart. As soon as I received my first initiation, the next day I was already practicing and giving it to others. So it is my highest calling to serve through these sacred tools that are graceful and effortless and bring change, such deep and profound changes, without having to rationalize or use your cognitive mind to it.
Right, right. So how long have you been sort of really working on this on a regular basis now? How long has it really been?
I think it's about 8 years.
About 8 years now, wow.
I do participate very closely in retreats with Almin, at 7, sometimes 8 retreats a year.
Wow.
And I also have the privilege of having private retreats. I participate in private retreats at her beautiful home in Newport, Oregon. So it is a true delight to participate. Sometimes we do silent retreats, and these silent retreats are incredibly rewarding in a the most profound way, that we cannot even know how altered our reality is until, you know, we start talking to others. And I realize that fortunately I have escaped the matrix.
You've unplugged.
I'm unplugged.
All right.
Totally.
All right. Okay, so we're going to just take a quick first commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about these different yogas, these different paths towards healing, shall we say, and how they can help people really live a more full life, a more integrated, more aligned life.
Transcendence.
Transcendent life. Ah, beautiful. Okay, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz. Our guest this hour is Sandra Saradesi, and we will be back in just a moment.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling cakes. They had two sets of arms, two sets of legs. They had two faces peering out of one giant head. And they could watch all around them, and they talked while they read. And they never knew nothing of love.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We love our Rufus. Sandra, there are these paths towards healing that Almin has you know, shared with us that are called yogas. Now, this is not, I just, you know, want to be clear for people out there. This is not like yoga. You're going to a yoga studio and you're on a mat and stretching and doing different kinds of poses, are they?
There is some truth to that.
Oh.
Yes.
There is some. Okay.
However, this is yoga as you don't know it.
Ah.
We have the component of a musical component.
Okay.
That is actually not only called music, it's called sound elixir.
Okay.
And Almin sings in this G scale, mm-hmm. Which is the same scale that was used in the medieval ages in the Catholic Church with the Gregorian chants music.
Ah.
And this scale, it was banned from the church because it was offering so much liberation to the soul.
Mm.
So the sound elixir, Almin, is a spectacular singer, and she brings the music into all of the work, because it's while we're doing the stretching posture, the music is playing in the background, and it's like coupled with the music, we get the most magical result out of a posture. So we do have some posture there. As I call it, it's beginner's friendly.
Okay.
It is. I much rather have people that have never done yoga to come to the class, because for the most part, yoga is nowadays recognized as a physical practice.
Right.
And well, if you get into a silent space, it's fine, but it's considered, you know, good thing to do for your joints and muscles. And but with these yogas, there is a mystical component with each one of them. And for example, the yoga of abundance, we have 144 principles of abundance that we must dedicate 20 to half an hour prior to the practice of the actual yoga. And the name of this yoga in the angelic languages is Irash Sattva Yoga, which translates into the yoga of abundance. So these 144, for example, principles are correspondent of the 144 gates in the body. So as we practice this yoga, we are clearing those gates, those meridians from toxins, from weight forms, from vaccines and any ways of you know, electricity, all kinds of things that we are surrounded by.
So this is something that involves sound, involves physical movement, involves energy, I guess, in a way. Involves what else is sort of involved in this practice?
So the integration of the principles.
Okay.
So the principle number one is I am abundance.
Okay, I am abundance. I got
that. Yes, yes, and it's a recommended practice that you start your day with your very own affirmations. And this is one. Actually, this is my number one affirmation. I say I am abundance.
Okay.
Yes.
How many times or for how long?
I say it all the time. It's my song.
When
it's your song, well, I have about 10 that I have I have come up with, and I recite them throughout the day. I make time when I wake up to tune into each one. Another one I say is I live a life of miracles. So I do feel it within my being. Another one that I say is, it comes from one of the principles Almin has given us, and is, I am prepared to be amazed. And this is, you know, anytime I'm feeling I'm dropping or going into the rut, that, okay, I am forgetting that I am prepared to be amazed. This is one of the 30 principles of perpetual cellular and self-regeneration. There is a ceremony for that. So
these yogas, they're not just a class that you take. It's not just something you do on the weekends or for a half hour. It's something, it's a whole bunch of things that you integrate into your life, if I'm understanding you.
Well, you can do it once a week. You can do it twice a week. They're very inviting, and you will have... I have seen clients of mine shifting, like if they're in a therapy session, like having meltdowns to laughter. They experience a range of emotions without having to go into the story.
Okay. So
you know what I wanted, if I may?
Sure.
Read you this little two verses, because this yoga, these yogas are a gift of the angels, and they were given as humanity was ready. These are ancient teachings that were forgotten, and now that we are awakening more and more. The first yoga was received and given by Almin in 2009. And then a few months later, we received the yoga to clear past incarnations. So they were given in 2009. And I believe they all were released within months apart. And it was until 2012... in October that the yoga number four was given. So we can get in there as you like, but I feel called to share this from a page of the book, Irash Sattva Yoga. It says, the gift of the angels, discord within humanity has come to be. From pollution, genetics have corrupted being. Vaccines and hostile waveforms unseen have caused discord that must be cleaned. a yoga we bring of form and frequency to remove toxins and calcifications caused by the beliefs of mind, the frequencies of higher life man had before, the new song of life within humanity to restore.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I just want to be clear. Is the yoga of abundance, I mean, is that really for people just to accumulate wealth? I mean, to have more prosperity? What is the purpose of the yoga of abundance?
Live your highest life possible.
Okay.
To release belief systems,
okay,
of any kind that you're trapped with.
Okay.
To just to awaken you fully at a cellular level. If we are programmed by anything, by waveforms, by television, by billboards, by magazines, we are in the box. We are not fully expressing or living our full potential. So therefore, our happiness is going to be limited. Our experiences are limited. Our joy is limited. We are the only ones limiting ourselves.
Right, right.
So this is the key to open the door. And since you asked, I want to invite you to give me a random number between 1 and 144, and I will tell you which principle this is. I would share it with all our light family that is listening.
Okay, 72.
Of course, your address.
Oh.
Of course. And I'm going to ask you to read it yourself, would you?
Oh, okay.
It's right there.
Sure. Number 72. Enabling others to view you as their line of credit is to promote disempowerment and a misplaced sense of entitlement.
This is what we all needed to read. So we can engage in dysfunctional relationships if we become what the principle is saying.
Right, right.
So it is...
Thinking we're just here for other people and not really honoring ourselves for ourselves and taking care of ourselves.
Yes. Do you want to pick at another number?
All right, then I have to go with 125 since you're in
the... It's the rest of the address, 125. Right.
Self-pity looks outside itself to be rescued. Self-responsibility finds a solution.
Do you think this is to accumulate wealth? Yes, it's wealth and inner wealth.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, this is more, to me, feels more like about your internal growth and about really being more whole.
Yes, living an abundant life.
Right.
Comes from within. No, it doesn't come from the bank account.
Right, right.
It could be one of the results of living in whole with the W.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, but it's not abundance as the world recognizes abundance. Abundance is so much more.
Right.
So through these principles, we're able to explore that.
Right. And there's also, just briefly before we go to break, there are also some symbols, or you call them sigils, that are involved with this. What are the purpose of the sigils?
The sigils have the power to carry the frequency from the angelic realm into the physical body.
It's a way of sort of connecting to the higher frequencies.
Yes, they're gateways that are open through the sigils in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have each posture has gateways. So in posture number one, we may have two or three. And by saying the names of the gateways out loud. So when I was teaching, I was just teaching this last Tuesday in Manhattan. And so every posture, I have to call in the names of the gateways. So it's officially opening. So there's many layers to bring all the tools together, and all the layers will clear of each gateway and meridian. Yes.
And how long does it take to go through the whole practice?
This is one of the longest ones. This is about 2 hours.
2 hours. Wow.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The other ones can be done in about an hour and a half. The other three, and this is the one that you could consider it be the most physical out of the other four. The yoga of abundance, and people get toxin release in the form of pimples in the face. There's hormonal hormones to come into balance in their bodies.
Okay.
So it's just as it says, as we release the discordant notes in our body, then we can start really singing our song. It's to restore the song of humanity.
So when people practice this, you actually see physical changes in them,
yes,
as well as emotional, energetic.
Yes. At every level, absolutely, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, time for us to take another break. And how about when we come back, we'll talk about the yoga of clearing past incarnations. I'm curious about that one.
We'll take it to the cleaners.
Ah, take your soul to the cleaners. All right. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And if you happen to have a question for Sandra or myself, our call-in number is, of course, 877-480-4120. We'll be back in just a moment.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Come, join us for the 13th Annual Vigil for International Peace and Ecology on Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A celebration of live music and dance performances, spoken word, a human peace sign, art installations, and a World Peace Flag ceremony that celebrates the United Nations International Day of Peace. That's Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Park, Nuremberg Bandshell, by the Bethesda Fountain. For more information or volunteer, go to www.vigil4internationalpeace.org. That's the number 4 in the URL. Or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. We'll see you there. Don't you know it's here?
That now is the key. Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Sandra Saradesi. Came down here from Toronto, but I understand you're moving, aren't you?
I'm moving. Yes, I am. Wow. It was just like what your teacher was saying. I am moving, but I don't have a factory above me.
Right, you didn't have to move to meditate.
No,
but you're changing your external circumstances.
Yeah, you know what happened? If you don't move on the universe's schedule, then you'll get a factory above your head. But
exactly.
I'm on a schedule this time, so.
Right. Okay, so let's go on to the next yoga, the yoga of clearing past incarnations. That sounds like a pretty intense yoga.
Oh, it is so amazing, because it involves, as we were talking about the postures, right, how challenging they are.
Uh-huh.
And mostly what you would need to use here is your eyes.
Your
eyes to remove all the memories of the things that you have stored in your vision.
Oh, really?
There is a lot. And then we also clear the ears, what the ears have heard, unkindness, derogatory remarks, all the programs that are running in the background, you know, the software you know, the big central computer terminal. They're operating 24 hours even in our sleep. So we're clearing all these programs. And sometimes we don't seem to get ahead in our lives. And it doesn't matter how hard we're trying to clear. We do this, we do the other. You know, we eat healthy. We hang out with the right people. We live an inspired life. However, there are a few patterns that we're not able to overcome.
So do you remember the first time you did this yoga yourself? Do you remember what that experience was like?
I tell you, yes, I can tune into some of the postures. They are, we do a lot of eyes, and we also do a segment with the breath. And for those of you that have practiced Kundalini yoga, this is the only yoga I practiced before. And then I went into all of Almin's teachings. And and for me, it's effortless and it's graceful and it's a shortcut to everything I have ever done before.
Wow.
So I'm not interested in reinventing the wheel when I see how incredible this works. And it takes me to levels that I have never knew existed. So the first part of this yoga, there's 24 postures altogether, and the first 12 pertain to the electric or the masculine cycles of existence. And the last 12 are the feminine cycles, which are deeper cycles. So in the masculine, we communicate with words and symbols, and then in the feminine, we communicate more like with feelings. And this is why sometimes when we dream, we are not able to remember. But however, you wake up in the morning and you have like this fuzzy feeling in your heart that you had such an incredible experience. Well, in dream time, or the other way around. And but you don't remember anything else. So if this is the case, it means that you have gone into a deeper cycle of existence. So to answer your question, when I did it, actually it just kept repeating for a while. I don't know if 10 classes or something, but when I was doing posture number 13, 14 and 15, which involve the breath that they use in the Kundalini yoga, like the breath of fire, and then you're sitting in lotus posture with your fingers like in a diamond shape, and you go on your coccyx bone, and then you move on your solar plexus, and the third one is behind you on your coccyx bone, still doing the diamond shape, thumb to thumb, index to index, and the eyes are also important. So your chin's parallel to the floor, you're looking up, and you do not move your chin, you do not move your eyes. All you do is do the breath, the panting breath. And the first two, you're looking up when you put your hands in the back. You're looking down. So there's the eyes play a very important role in the yogas. And what my experience was, that it doesn't happen to me anymore, but it was, I had the vision of, like, I didn't have like a body. I was just a river, and it was, the waters were dark, like black. It was not dirty, it was like night. And this running through me, like the frequency of the water running through me, almost to the point of feeling numbness. It was just so incredibly powerful. Oh, it was just like I became that river in the dark night or something, just running through me, and I could feel the power and the cleansing as this experience was given to me. And I lived it for the first 13 and 14, those two postures with the breath, and are the most challenging, because you have to do that nonstop. I think it's about 5 minutes. The breath nonstop. And I went through the ringer with this, and I came out completely unwrinkled and perfect. I felt so purified after. So it's not that I had visions of my past lives. It was as if I was cleansing them and removing all those memories without having to go through the trauma, which is usually the part that we don't need to identify ourselves with the story.
Right. Yeah, and it's actually interesting because here at our wellness center, Double Diamond Wellness, one of the forms of therapy we offer is EMDR, which uses eye movement to help people process trauma in this life. So it's quite fascinating that it's using a lot of eye movement for processing trauma in past lives.
And if I may add, Sam, there is the component that we use here prior to engaging in the actual practice of Srihat Sattva Yoga, which is the angelic word for it, is we devote about 20 minutes to half an hour to meditation with the poetry of dreaming is called. And this poetry is very alchemical. Each word is carefully selected by Almin to get the ripple effect in your being to allow you to process unrecapitulated emotions, events, experiences at such a deep level that you don't even know what you're accessing. But you and of course, again, the sound elixir playing in the background, it is very different this time. And it almost has, I don't remember if it has words. It's almost like no words, but the sound you can feel getting deep into your psyche. So I could share one of the poems if you want. They're very short. It's one-liner.
Okay. Yeah, share
and
one of the poems.
Let's see. And this is the one. And Almin puts all these beautiful poems together. And we, in classes, sometimes we write poems and then we give her permission to perfect it and just deliver the right poem. So sometimes we find our words here and there in the poem, which is very exciting. So this one says, "With lusty gusto, the yellow dandelion reaches its head above the manicured lawn to embrace the sun."
Nice.
So it is very powerful, and we do not go into reasoning or logic. Just allow this to permeate with the music, and we go deeper and deeper.
So in addition to this one, there's also the Yoga of Eternal Youth.
Yes.
And there's also the Yoga of Enlightenment. So how are these four yogas different from each other?
Well, the yoga, number one, Irash, Sattva Yoga, pertains to the stage of transformation.
Okay.
The Srihat Sattva Yoga is the alchemical yoga. It's the transmutation, the second stage in evolution.
Okay.
The Yoga of Eternal Youth is transfiguration. So we have the three points of the triangle. And beyond that, there's the fourth point, the transcendence point, is the Yoga of Enlightenment.
I see.
And they work in a different angle, in a different part of our psyche, of our emotions, of our physicality. And they all bring together our true essence, our beauty, our perfection, and our divinity is exposed.
So are you supposed to go through these yogas in order, or can you do a different one if it appeals to you?
Well, now I did them in order, so I do as they appeal to me, now. But I would recommend that people would do it in order at least once. And then if you feel more called to do one than the other, you just always follow your inner voice.
And what have you noticed from people who've come to the classes and have done the yoga as the students? What sort of changes have you seen in them?
Well, the silence of the mind is always a good gift. And as you silence your mind, you can live a more authentic life. You don't have to, you drop the pretense and the authentic you starts coming out, and that authentic you comes out, then you can really start working in your purpose for now. You know, it's always a purpose, but for now, so we don't get too attached to it. People think
purpose for now doesn't mean it's the same.
It's forever. No, the truth of yesterday is the mediocrity of today. So when we live from the from this vantage point of everything is new every moment, and mm-hmm. not everything outside, everything inside, within, without, the people you encounter, mm-hmm. they allow them to change, so they will also give you permission mm-hmm. to change.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, great, great. All right, time for us to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other tools that you have in your toolbox, which is a rather large toolbox. It seems to be getting bigger every time I see you, that there are many, many things here to
help. I can share.
I know you can. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest is Sandra Saradesi, and we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Spirit, fall fresh on me. Spirit, fall fresh on me.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. That was Dan Golden, independent singer-songwriter who was very generous to donate his CD and allow us to use his music on our show. So, Sandra, you wanted to talk a little bit more about the yoga of eternal youth, because everybody wants to be young forever.
Oh, yes. I actually have a client that she owns a aesthetic business and she calls it Forever Young. So I said, you have to do this yoga. So anyway, it is fascinating because eternal youth is one component is the appearance of the skin,
right.
But it comes from within.
Right.
And this yoga, it's one of the purposes of this yoga is to cancel the stillness and the movement. So stillness is a receptive pole, is the feminine pole,
mm-hmm.
and the movement is the masculine and right. is the proactive pole. So right. we are either polarizing to one or the other,
mm-hmm.
and bringing those two into balance. This is what the gift of the Saradesi Sattva Yoga mm-hmm. gives us. So we have incredible 12 postures. So we are alternating between stillness and movement. We do the stretching posture, and then mm-hmm. the next posture is we're interpreting a poem with the movement, so you allow your expression.
So it's almost like a dance.
It is like a dance. It is beautiful. But at the same time, prior to the posture, we are in meditation with the poem. So it comes to allow us to bring into the movement the poem. And the poems are very, very deep, and they deal a lot with illusion of shape, size, form, aging, decaying, life, death. Pretty much the paradigm and belief systems of humanity. So when we start releasing and living from the ocean of infinity, then there is just fluidity. Every moment is new. And you feel it at your cellular level. You become your pivot point. You become the king and queen of your universe. And nobody rules in your universe but yourself.
Right, right. Absolutely. We're sovereign over our over ourselves.
And we also have 144 illuminations. So we, prior to the practice, we study some of the illuminations every class. Mm-hmm. Because the illuminations are here to replace the illusions of separation. We have never been separated. And if we are in pain, or if we are suffering, or if we are in that reality, that means that we have bought into the story that we're separated from each other, from source, and there's not such a thing. So these are tools of reminding us again how to go home to our own divinity.
Beautiful. Have you felt like you've reached a point of transcendence through doing these yogas? Have you felt yourself really being more than just this physical body?
Definitely. Hmm. Yes. Yeah. And there is proof. They say the cliche sentence is like the proof is in the pudding, but it is truly. I try not to go cliche, but this was a good cliche one for the moment. I have been photographed as a field of luminous rays.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is what we all are. It's just we were in a retreat with Almin in December at her home, and she was talking about that we have transcended the light and the frequency in separation, which means, in other words, the masculine and the feminine being separated, so they merge. And as they merge, this tonal luminosity was created. So we are in the cycle of tonal luminosity. And as I was in that class, right behind me was one of the sisters. She wanted to take a picture of Almin. I was sitting straight in front of her, but I didn't know that she wanted to take a picture. And then she took a picture of my back as I stood up. And it was just all this blocks of light. And she says, "So I took a picture of you." And I was like, "Oh, really? Let me see." And I, she says, "This is you." I go, "Wow, how appropriate Almin was talking about that." And it's always proof that whatever she's saying, I don't question it, because every cell within me vibrates to that truth. But for whatever it's worth, we still have these little testimonials, big testimonials showing up at the exact time. So yes, we are. And I had a other instance that I was at the grocery store in Montreal, outside Montreal actually, in the Laurentian Mountains, with Almin. At that time, she had come to do a talk. I had brought her there, and the guy that was carrying that huge load of boxes in front of the dairy counter, you know how they pull the trolley, overload it. He ran me over my toe.
Ooh.
And I said to him, "Wow, that thing went over my toe and I didn't even feel it." So this is like exciting. It's exciting because Almin talks about how she's in another reality, and then she has gone through trucks and she has avoided accidents. And so when we're in a higher reality, all these things really have no hold on us.
Wow, amazing, amazing.
Yes.
You have a class coming up this weekend.
I do. I have a class tomorrow on the 12 main meridians, the Egyptian oils, the 12 main meridians. We have 4 negative emotions in each one. So we will clear the emotions, we will clear the meridians, we'll clear the organs, we will delve into the each emotions, because sometimes we do not know the emotions. So awareness is precious.
And just to be clear, that's Saturday, September 27th.
September 27th, 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
10 to 5 at Reflections Yoga on 227 East 24th Street Reflections. Okay. They just moved. They were here on the upper side.
Yes,
they just moved there.
Downtown.
And then on the Sunday, the 28th of, I was going to say November. I'm not really.
September.
You see, I'm in another reality. I already told you. Yeah. Oh, so we are teaching the yoga of how to clear past incarnations, Rehat, in the morning, 10 to 12, and 2 to 4, we're teaching the yoga of eternal youth.
And how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
They can email me at sandra@healingoftheheart.com or they can contact reflectionsyoga.com. And so email, my website is healingoftheheart.com. They can find the information on my website as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for coming back on the show today, Sandra.
Thank you so very much
it's
for being here.
It's been a pleasure having you here. And please, everybody, check out her website, healingoftheheart.com. And that's the meaning of Belvaspida, right?
Yes. Absolutely. You got it.
And so just before we close up the show, just a couple of quick reminders. I've noticed on our meetup group, we got lots of people RSVPing for our monthly Applying the Law of Attraction meetup group this Tuesday, September 30th at the Regus office at 1250 or 1230 Broadway. It's right on the corner. It's the southeast corner of Broadway and 32nd Street. Please RSVP at the meetup group, which is at meetup.com, Applying the Law of Attraction. We're talking about the love revolution this month. So it'll be quite, I'm going to show a short video, about a half hour video, and we're going to discuss it. It's going to be a very powerful meeting. I hope a lot of people come out. And then on, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Wednesday, October 1st. Oh my God, I can't believe next Wednesday is October already. Right here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center, 125 West 72nd Street, Selena Maitreya, our weekly contributor with her practical spirituality tips, is doing her Evening of Grace. It's a wonderful practice. It's a meditation and a talk and a practice. And I've attended them when she did it at the Namaste bookstore. It was quite wonderful. I hope you'll come out. I know we have a number of people RSVPing for that. And as I mentioned before, for those of you who missed my first interview with Sandra, it's coming up next. We're replaying that recording, followed by a brand new episode of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. So everybody, please stay tuned. And guess what? Who your host will be for the Double Diamond Hour on Monday. Yes, Dr. Millie's taking a break, and I will be back on Monday. So I hope you all will tune in then. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Come, join us for the 13th Annual Vigil for International Peace and Ecology on Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A celebration of live music and dance performances, spoken word, the human peace sign, art installations, and a world peace flag ceremony that celebrates the United Nations International Day of Peace. That's Sunday, September 21,
from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Park, Nuremberg Bandshell by the Bethesda Fountain. For more information or volunteer, go to www.vigil4internationalpeace.org. That's the number 4 in the URL. Or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. We'll see you there. Don't you know it's here? That
now is the key. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.